part of that.
Or the
I do know too. Let's see.
The fourth.
Is it? Was it Jack?
Or the fourth fourth book in the New Testament is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and. You know, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and starts with a J.
Jack, is it Jack?
Yeah, or another name.
I can't think right now.
What are some common names for boys?
Well, it would be John.
Okay. And say if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
School teacher.
Okay. Any old-fashioned names for a woman that conducts school?
School mom, I reckon.
Okay. Did you use that word?
No.
Who says that?
Most everybody now.
Oh, that's a modern word?
Supposed to be, I reckon.
Okay. And this is a family name. It's the name of a barrel maker.
He would be a...
Do you know the name Cooper or Cooper? You familiar with
Cooper,
that name?
Cooper, what it would be, isn't
okay.
it?
And a married woman with that last name should be...
Would she be a Cooper too?
Yeah, a married woman with that last name, you'd call her... Her husband would be Mr., she'd be...
Mrs.
So you'd call her. So if you're introducing her, you'd say this?
Yeah, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, just sort of preaches here and there, you'd call him, and it's not very good at preaching, what would you call him?
Well, we call them just the lay preachers.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term of yard axe or shade tree or jackleg preacher?
Well, I've heard that. And I have seen some jacklegs.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by jackleg?
They're just no preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Just they can't preach.
Mm-hmm. What else would you say is a jackleg besides a preacher? What else could you say that about?
I don't know.
We talk about jackleg doctor or jackleg teacher?
Well, you could say a doctor or a teacher, either one.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very good at their work.
Mm-hmm. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
She'd be your aunt.
Okay. And the highest rank in the army is?
Yes, sir. Oh, I can't think of nothing today.
Or say Eisenhower was a...
General.
Okay. And lower than a general would be a...
Captain.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word captain used by colored people, the white people that they worked for?
Yeah. I've heard that too.
How would they use that?
Well, they'd ask, Captain, do you want me to do so and so?
Uh-huh. Was it always the people that they worked for, or?
That's all I've ever heard, yes.
Uh-huh. And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
That's,
His name is Sanders. He's called
Colonel.
Okay. And someone who presides over a court is called a...
Judge.
Okay. And someone who goes to school is a...
Goes to school?
Just to talk about a high school.
It's a pupil.
Okay. Well, what about if they're in college? Would you call them a pupil then?
Student.
Okay. And a woman that works in an office and does the typing and so forth, she'd be called a...
Typist.
Or a...
stenographer.
Okay, but say if she just schedules his appointments and does his typing and takes care of things, she'd be a secretary. Okay. And you say a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be a
actress.
And if you're born in the United States, then you say your nationality is, you say I'm not a Canadian or a Mexican, I'm a
well, there's several things you could say there.
What would you say?
You could say I'm an Englishman or a...
But if you're born in the United States, then you're a...